My name is Andrea Skachuk. My academic institution is Max Planck Institute of Biophysical Chemistry. My department is Department of Neurobiology, the group of molecular mechanism of autophagy. I'm in the second year of my PhD, and the title of my thesis is Structural Characterization of Autophagy Proteins and Their Binding Partners. When an organism is aging, the old cells accumulate damaged proteins and organelles that harm it. It is like garbage sitting around. Cells remove this garbage and recycle the raw materials. This process becomes more and more important in cells that are not exchanged anymore, such as neurons and muscle cells. Moreover, neurons accumulate protein aggregates that lead to diseases such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. Therefore, aging diseases are a result of the basic part of cells getting older and damaged. The solution would be their removal and renewal. Cells do this through autophagy. However, often there is not enough autophagy happening to prevent accumulation of damaged components. This is why, in my lab, we are trying to understand how autophagy functions in order to be able to stimulate it when needed. Now that we know a little bit of autophagy, I want to tell you more about how it functions. There are two main organelles for autophagy, autophagosomes and lysosomes. The autophagosome is a big double membrane sac that grows around the stuff the cell wants to degrade. When it's big enough, it seals and moves toward the lysosome. The lysosome is the recycle bin of the cell that degrades organelles or protein. The autophagosome fuses with the lysosome to bring its contents for recycling. At the molecular level, there are 36 specific proteins that control this process. However, while we know their function, we don't know how they look like. The problem is that proteins are tiny little engines of 3 to 4 nanometers in size. For us to understand how proteins jiggle and wiggle to do the stuff they do, we first have to see their structure. For seeing atomic details of proteins, we use X-ray. This is how our lab obtained the first structure of a propin, a 7-bladed propeller that binds to PI3P. It sounds more like a weapon, but it's more like a donut. Having the structure in our hands, we have discovered that it has two binding pockets for PI3P, not one as we thought. I'd like to thank the other contributors to this research, Ricarda Buse, Karin Kunel, Rosvita Krik, Mihail Tum, Milena Stefan, Andreas Jansov, and DFG for the money for this research project through SFB 860.